Makers of wind turbines say their businesses have grown each year recently by one-third or more. The sales of solar power technology is also sharply higher. Government and industry say such technology is good not only for the environment, but for the economy. George Gray is a scientific advisor for the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA.
It's becoming clear to us that it's important for us to identify the solutions to our environmental challenges, and technologies are part of those solutions.
At the EPA's annual science forum, 1,400 investors, industry leaders, and scientists are gathered in Washington to explore innovative greenhouse technologies. This is a small-scale model of an advanced wastewater treatment facility for rural communities. Jerry St. Mars is with RCC Holdings Corporation.
The idea is to put in a system which is much more efficient, produces a much higher quality water, and eliminates the problems with septic systems.
Facilities like this one, operating in two U.S. communities, replace hundreds of septic tanks using a biological process to clean chemicals and toxins out of wastewater. St. Mars says most of the polluted water from septic tanks ends up in streams or groundwater that are usually the sources of drinking water. This is a sophisticated optical probe that can detect and trace toxic substances in water, sending the information to a computer. Before this, the process was expensive and time-consuming. Malcolm Field, a research hydrologist with EPA, developed the probe.
In this particular instance over here, I actually did release a dye at an area where they were releasing very highly concentrated amounts of ammonia that was killing off all the fish at a fish hatchery. And I was able to document the responsible party for that, who was then sued and shut down.
Energy, water, and global warming were big themes among exhibitors. Simulated rainfall on cement pavers designed to reduce urban runoff and reduce the heat produced by millions of miles of traditional black pavement. It is a joint project of the Oak Ridge Institute and the EPA. Amy Rowe is a researcher on the project.
The main purpose is to remove the water from the driving surface, from the walking surface, and to avoid the runoff into ecological systems. So you're not overloading ecological systems with stormwater that's polluted.
The cement pavers allow rainwater through using fabric and various layers of gravel. The porous surface, now used in some parking lots, reduces puddles and filters whatever water that seeps into the ground. Business leaders here say the free market is the place to develop new green technology. The leader of a clean technology investment group, Nicholas Parker, says the industry is growing at more than 50% each year.
Climate change is not the problem. It's a symptom of a problem. It's a symptom of an imbalance in the way we relate to nature. I believe that the EPA and other regulatory agencies have got to make a shift from beating up the bad guys, which is what their job was initially, to enabling this new industrial revolution to happen. They have to be the enabler.
Parker says most venture capital is now pouring into clean energy enterprises, but he says there is growth also in other environmentally friendly technologies. For Zulema Palacio, this is Jeff Swikord, VOA News.